Wow, hello.
Hello, hello, wow, hello, hello.
Wow, 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 whoa, wow, we're here. Whoa, wow. Welcome, everyone. This is the Novo Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica, and I'm joined by Harrison. He's that way.
I'm over here, yes.
Yeah. I'm over here. Hey.
On YouTube, at least.
Wow, yeah.
Audio only, it's just like, what are these guys talking about? They keep doing this every week. Maybe one day I'll do it to where you hear it on one ear
and not the other.
Nah, that's too much work. I'd love to, but no.
Yeah, I agree. But we're both just here wanting an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from animated comics, mostly anime manga today.
Yeah.
Mostly manga, actually. But, you know, we'll get
mostly manga
it.
For like the past.
Yeah. For a while now.
Yeah.
But we're here to clean up our never-ending backlog, aka Harrison's partial never-ending backlog.
Yeah.
But you know, some would say it's two people. It's Harrison and I conversing.
Like Nova Combo and GPO Combo spot right up on my head right over there.
Wow. What a genius. Genius.
You only do this on certain episodes?
Yeah.
I just realized this.
Ha ha ha.
Not genius enough, apparently.
But still, validation's there.
Hell yeah.
This is episode 9 of our Haikyuu manga review series. You know. So, if you haven't finished the series, you can either read it, which is chapters 293 through 337. This is basically the new movie that came out in Japan in February.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until reading it. And you've mentioned this, and I didn't put two and two together. This is really what happened. Yeah.
So, you can either read it or, you know, watch it if you're in Japan. Or if you're not, we'll not say if you go on illegal sites or not. But, you know, do what you have to do to watch this on your own.
I haven't done so yet, so what do you mean?
Harrison's getting a little defensive here. She's kidding.
Seems targeted.
Been targeted. No, but yeah. Let's get into it. It is day 3 of a spring tournament / you know, Tokyo Nationals. We're here. We're just here.
It's day 3.
But yeah, it's also known as Hell Day because the tournament squeezes in round 3 and quarterfinals, but we'll get into all of that shortly. Right off the bat, you know, we're just going to say who won each set just to get it over with.
Yeah, might as well.
You know, yeah. Set 1 was Nekoma. And then set 2 and 3 was Karsuna. So Karsuna.
Because they have to. They have to move on. Yeah.
They have to move on. Yeah. So yeah, Karsuna obviously moved on to quarterfinals. Nekoma did not. But it's okay. They had a good fight.
This was the what was intense. It? The dumpster.
Yeah, the dumpster
garbage dumpster rival. Fight. Yeah. Rivalry.
Yeah. Which is cool. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, can we just start off by saying I thought it was cool how they finally explained the, again, I think what Haikyuu does really well is one, building relationships, explaining the connection with the relationships, and like just, and then also continuing to just give the perspective of said relationships to other teams and all that. But I think it was finally cool to see how the old coaches for each team, like the Karasuno and Nekoma, like how they met.
Yeah.
Essentially, how they met, what they do, like, why they have their rivalry. Oh, it's beautiful.
I think it's just so cool because, like, essentially both coaches, one is retired.
Yes.
Coach Ukai, the first one, is retired. Yeah.
Well, he's retired because he tried to come back, but he got injured, so he got retired again, right?
Yeah.
No. He was injured, then he,
And then he just started coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but, it was really cool just to see their background, like their love for volleyball, how that continued on to like the other, like when they started coaching, even the grandson, the current coach of Karsuna. So
it was so good.
That overall arch was like really cool to see, like their backgrounds together, why they like to rival.
and I do like how, and I don't think this is possible, but maybe I'm wrong. But I do like how each team has like an ideology that they try to stick with. And like how Nekoma is like about using the brain. And I thought that was just a saying for the current team. But you start learning, like, down the line, like, even during here, like, Ukai was like, oh, so that's their brain this time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this time? Oh.
This time.
It's like a legit thing.
But yeah. Obviously, in the first set, Suki, our boy Suki, finally admits to his mentor that he loves to play volleyball.
And it's just so, and it, okay, that's such a good arc, and it's still going, and it's great, in that, I didn't even think about it in this way, that Kuro is actually Suki's, like, mentor.
Yeah.
Like, I'm blocking it, everything. Because it just happens really quick on, like, the training camps and all that, but.
Yeah. But I think it's cool, the callback to the camp where, like, Kuro and our favorite Himbo and, like, they were all just like, what do you mean? Volleyball is fun.
What do you mean? And
Suki's just like, huh?
You just haven't had your moment yet.
Yeah. He had his moment a couple arcs ago. But he's finally admitting it here.
Which is so cool. It's like such... Oh,
it really was.
Feels good.
I love how Kuro and like Kenma, they're just like... Or Kenma was mostly like, ah, you did this to Kuro.
So you did this. Or, like, no, Suki blocked in a way that then I think Kenma was like, he like looked at Kuro and was like, that's you. And Kuro was like, oops.
Oops. Yeah. No, that was cool. Yamaguchi's getting like less anxious while playing. Yeah. He actually got, you know, his first good ace growth. Serve. Ah, it was great. Good pull. Good
you love goodness. You love seeing the progress.
Yes. Did you like the commenting of past players commenting on this game?
Well, because it was past players from like the training camp, right?
Yeah.
And then they're all, and I think that's just cool to see because like one, I think two of them, they were out.
Mm-hmm.
Or two schools were out or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, but then I actually love Bokuto and Akashi's like,
They're
just anything
monkey
they say.
Brain. Bokuto is just a monkey brain. He's just like, ah, there's Hinata. And then like Akashi's like, yeah. And then Akashi's like, Thought Bubble is just like, oh,
like
wow.
Reacting to that.
Crazy. Like, these crazy like, kids. Two different spectrum of like thoughts. It's really funny. Obviously, I think we've seen Nekoma play before. They have really good defense. Kenma's obviously the big brain. The brain of them. How did you feel about Kenma wanting to contain Hinata throughout this?
It does show that Kenma's fully aware of how their team plays. And it's like everyone does. Everyone always knows, like, oh, watch out for number 10. It's always that.
Yeah.
But it's always
or
fun
like
to
the
see
quick
how
set
they handle
or like, you know, the rookies. Basically,
it was just cool to see how Nekoma actually just it was, and it's like what their thing is. It's always like people say this all the time. It's like they gradually get into the game,
because
they're analyzing, they're like checking. So, which actually that's why like this time around, I thought it was interesting that Nekoma won first, but it makes sense for suspense. But when it usually it's like, oh, Carson, they'll let Carson win probably.
And then like
Carson had never won a set against them, right?
Like, no. Ever.
So actually that was in line. I take it back.
Yeah.
So Carson is usually good about like getting the first because it's a wild card. No one expected blah, blah, blah. But now we're at the point where it's cool. Like Hinata's actually getting targeted.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. And he's like, oh, it's like the ace thing. And he's like, oh. He's like, no, you show. I forgot who said it, but it's like, no. Don't let it get to your head.
I know. And then, like, Suki's just like, they're not, you know, actually talking about you. He just, like, dumps it down for him a little bit.
Can never
let it go. Did you like Kenma and Hinata's friendship? Because it showed a lot of their friendship throughout this game.
It made a lot of references to how they first met or like how Kenma feels about volleyball. I think this was a good arc for Kenma. Or not really arc, but it's like a coming to realization of that Kenma actually does like volleyball. Because majority of the time, and everyone says it too, how it's the motion. He's just doing it.
He's lazy, but like no... he just wants to move one.
Yeah.
One way.
I love the backstory too. The backstory of how Kinemon got into volleyball and Kuro too, like how their friendship developed. That was
I thought it was really sweet. Wasn't that really sweet?
And the irony is like even Kinemon's like, no one knows, but Kuro was worse than me. And I thought that was actually like more adorable in that like they would play games consistently and even Kinemon was like, do we want to play something else? And Kuro was like runs to the door, comes back with a volleyball.
They were just cute children.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Actually childhood good friends. Friendship.
Yeah. And I love, oh my god, the gaming references. I get it now. I truly get it now. It's just like, I get why Kenma's always like,
Kenma's truly
I want the big boss.
Yeah.
Hinata's the big boss.
And even like him just saying like little things where I think the one that stuck out to me is like, oh, I feel bad for my characters now because I usually just make them go until they're almost dead or revive them and all that and have them chuck their health potions. Yeah, this ain't fun. I was like, and then all of them are like, is that, I see that's what you do or, oh, yeah. Okay.
They're like, oh, he's like this of his characters.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, I think that was really fun. I enjoyed the backstory of Kenma and Kuro because they were just like, they're literally the same but older now.
Yeah.
And Kuro's just like a little bit more outgoing. Like, actually, no, he's really more outgoing now. But
no, I was going to say, Kuro's actually like, because they said it too, like because he started playing volleyball more seriously, he started making friends more. I think what was cool was that he still hangs out with Kenma.
And
but I think Kenma said like, it too, is in Kenma's point of view. Kid. Yeah. And Kenma's just like, let me just play. He's like, I'm ready to just play Metal Gear. But then I think it's nice that Kenma even says it. He's like, oh, Kuro just couldn't play with them because they're all like cities away or they're like far away. So he comes and bothers me, blah, blah, blah. But I think Kuro actually came to still like hang out with him.
Hang out, yeah. But also remember, Kenma did not play games all night. He woke up early.
Yes.
Did you like the big eyes? It was just like, I'm up. I'm not playing games.
Did they mention it again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
There's yeah.
Again, I sped through. Okay, I did speed through this because this is the most. This is probably like one of my favorite games now, and that like it's just. I think it's the tone. I don't know if you and it, they mentioned it at the end where it really did just feel like two teams playing a friendly or like they're so tight.
A friendly that it didn't rival.
It didn't feel like it was high stakes for some reason. I don't know if you got that.
I totally got that,
like,
yeah.
There was stakes, but during the game, it just felt like, because you knew both teams so well, you were like, oh, you're like kind of rooting for both.
You're rooting for both.
And it's really hard. And I was like, dude, I was trying to think the only other time, I think there wasn't really any other time that I felt that.
Yeah. No,
because not even like Awa Josai, you didn't really root for them. Like even though you knew them well, it was still like that was a rivalry. That was a different type of rivalry, like a legit one, I think. While here it's like it's a rivalry, yeah. Like even they said it at the end, which I think was such a beautiful thing, where they're like at the end, and I love that panel where it showed like their first like practice game, and then when it transitioned, everyone was in. I sat there comparing spots. Everyone's in the same spot. Everyone was in the same exact spot, and I'm like, dude, that's so good.
I totally love that. And I just love how like Karsuna is always the chaotic team, and I feel like every team they play, no one knows how they're going to act.
Even though here they like they mentioned it like, oh yeah, they would do this, like all out attack, that's a thing, like
but Tendo, one of the former teams that they played, he's a crazy kid, he was just like, oh yeah, there was one monster but now there's two and it's a little chaotic.
I love Tendo in this arc, like in this game. Or I just love Tendo, like even since the last game, Tendo's just fun to listen to, and he's just like, I hate him so much, but yeah, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah. And I just love how he explained it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just like, to Goshiki, the kid with the weird hair.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He was just like, you know, they're all crazy, but we're just paying attention to the rookies.
No, and I love that. It's true. They're all crazy in their own sense. It's just back then, early on, they weren't that as... They've gotten better, right? So obviously, because they got better, those skills are actually crazy in and of itself. So the team's actually kind of getting terrifying, in a sense.
Yeah, no. And I just love how Tendo's like, yeah, you know, you don't pay attention. Because you don't have to sometimes. It's but like, they're all crazy.
Like, they're all crazy. It's just the rookies are crazier, so you just look at them. And I'm like, dude, that's true. Like, when you really think about it. Because he's like, if you think... And it's not just, like, Kageyama or Hinata. Like, Suki's crazy, too.
Suki,
like, he's a crazy good blocker. Or, like, oh, my God. What's his name?
Yamaguchi?
Yeah. Yamaguchi.
Yeah. With his serve.
Good float serve. First year playing in, like, the main match. Like, not just bench warming.
It's crazy. They're all crazy. Telling you, I think this highlighted how crazy each person was, really.
But even the coach, I was gonna say even the coach admits, like, because he also says the whole two monsters, but he said that Kageyama was using Hinata as a club, and even he was like, I don't think Kenma notices that yet.
Yeah, no.
That they're actually just two straight up monsters.
Yeah, two crazy kids. You know, let's talk about Suki versus Kuro. Teacher versus student. I thought that was such a good mirror for them, especially for Suki.
I love Kuro so much. I think Kuro's like one of my favorite characters, like out of all of them. Go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, Kuro's just like, in one set, I think it was the third one, he was just telling Suki, he was like, give up.
No, that's why I loved it. He's like, can you not work as hard?
Yeah.
It's tiring for me right now. It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
And then Suki's just like, just stop resisting.
Such a good matchup. It's so great.
No. And you know what makes this game less, like, high stake? It's because, like, they mirror each other. Like, all each other's players, they have, like, a mirror of each other. And it's really... crazy.
Yeah,
I think it's
no
crazy.
yeah because, like, that's true, because Kuro would mirror Suki, the two, like, Nishinoya mirrors the other libero,
because
they're both good, they're both, like, really good.
Yamamoto, the guts guy, with
is essentially Tanaka's
Tanaka's
Sugawara
with the other guy, I forget his name, starts with an F, I think.
I don't remember.
But anyway, I think that's why this game was just kind of, like, more relaxed, in a sense, when you're reading it. That's another thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I think this was crazy. Did you like Kageyama's 4 set to Hinata?
Giving him, like, enough time. Because that's the whole thing. They were just trying to shut down the
Hinata,
the quick set.
Basically. Yeah,
and I love that, like, the manga does a really good job in explaining, like concepts of, like, or certain, like, moves and, like, tactics and all that. Because they kept saying, oh, because Hinata doesn't have enough time to do a running start, that's why he couldn't jump as well.
Like, he couldn't, yeah.
But then when he gave the 4, when Hinata, like, jumped super high, I was like, oh, it's happening. It's happening.
Higher. It's higher now.
Yeah, it's higher.
I just love Kenma's reaction. He's like, oh god, there's another.
But I love, but then he still misses the first time.
Yeah.
But it's like, but the people that, and of course, I love that they give the audience, like, just general audience reactions. They're like, what? How do you miss that? Da, 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 da. And then everyone in the court that was like, did he jump higher?
Yeah. Even the coach was like, that's high.
It's like, that was high, right? And then he's like,
But I just love how Kageyama is so conscious of, like, everyone now and, like, how they're, you know, feeling. Because it's not about him anymore, obviously.
No.
I think he's learning that.
You're right.
Yeah.
And that was another point they made, was, like, Kageyama gave a force and he thought about it. Like, he actually thought about it.
And purposely, like...
And that just gives, like, give it to him real quick. Yeah.
But also, Hinata's also challenging Kageyama's because he's like, do it again. Do it again.
cool.
I love it.
That's so cool.
I love it. But yeah, obviously, Karsina won. I think this was one of, like, the longest, like, rallies, too. It, like, every set had, like, a long play, which is crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, because I know doing we're doing that highlights.
Three sets in, like, I would be tired.
Yeah, because I know we're doing highlights of stuff, and this was a lot. Like,
it was a lot. Like, the ball wasn't being dropped a lot.
Like, when they show their rallies, like, the rallies would, yeah, like, it's not just the games were long. It was, like, because the rallies just kept going, and each player kept talking, like, outside perspectives kept talking about it. They're like, whoa, that was nonstop. And I'm like, dude, reading this was nonstop.
Yeah, reading this was nonstop. Ironically, how it ended for Nekoma was that Kenma was just too sweaty.
Because Kenma was trying really hard. Yeah. Like, he was actually trying. I thought that was one really cool, because I thought the one funny thing was Kuro lied to him. And he was like, oh, yeah, you'd be a great setter. Like, you don't have to do that much movement, blah, blah, blah. You pretty much don't have to move at all. And you just have to give the ball. And he's like, no, you dominate the game and you control. You're the mastermind. So seeing Kenma move. Kuro. That's a whole nother side arc where it's like showing Kenma actually working hard towards being a volleyball player. And yes, like you said, the accidental, he literally just like, oops.
He's like, oops.
And everyone's like, did he lose because of sweat?
I know, yeah. No. This was a really good game. And I just love how Kenma continues to remind Hinata that he has to stay interesting. He has to stay crazy.
I love, it's like, oh, they have such a good friendship. That one panel where they have knives at their necks. And I'm like,
that's, that's unexpected.
That would be it. No, that is actually, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They're such good friends. Mr. and Mrs. Smith level.
But they are. I love it.
And he says volleyball was fun at the very end.
Yes. Laying down, like, on the court.
I still love that he was, in the beginning, though, he was like, I like volleyball. I like playing volleyball. But I think I have more fun watching volleyball.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
Who knows?
So, they won.
They won. They're going, Karsuna is going to the quarterfinals. Continuing on, basically. They squeeze in another game.
They had to squeeze in another game. Oh, God. I was like, oh, God.
This one was interesting.
This is interesting because I forgot this is the first game of the day.
Yeah.
Because how long it went, you're like, oh, and then they're like, now another game. I was like,
now there's, simultaneously, like, oh, kind of. Yeah. I think Furukodani, they started a little later because Akashi and Bokuto, they were watching.
They were watching because
Karsuna for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Words are hard. I'll just say Bukuto's team. It's fine. Akashi.
For Kurodani? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They had to play against someone that hated Bokuto with a passion.
Which is so funny, because Bokuto doesn't even think about it that way.
No!
Oh, before that, I think, doesn't that other short kid talk to Hinata?
Oh, yeah. Korai.
Korai, okay.
Yeah. Well, now they have to declare who's the little giant.
Dude. Not what I thought. I thought the rivalry would be totally different, but he straight up was like looking forward to playing against Hinata. I was like, dude, that was quick.
Yeah.
Because I thought he hated him, but it was really just like,
it was like, initially, another one of you.
Yeah. But he saw like how Hinata plays. He's like, all right, now we actually play for that title.
Now
like,
we can play. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, back to Bokuto.
Sorry. Yeah. Now back. Because now it's the rest.
But oh my god, I love how like the other guy, I forgot his name already. I don't think I wrote it down. He was basically like, I hate this guy.
He was the number top three hitters.
Top three, yeah.
While Bokuto was top five. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. But then Bokuto's just like, I'm just here.
I'm having fun. Okay. This is when I did start liking Bokuto a lot more. Not that I didn't like him. His charisma is very infectious. And very himbo. I think it was cool because then there, I think the detail, so the detail that they said was he's been on his game all day. Like he hasn't, or he has not been off at all. Yeah. And I love that the reasoning was, and you forget for a bit, he's a third year. This is his last. And he's like, I'm going to do my best because you guys are the reason why I'm here. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's beautiful.
So good. Oh. But like...
Really quick, Akashi's younger than him?
Yes, second year.
I did not know that. I thought he was third year this entire time until this section.
No, yeah, they met when Akashi was a first year and then Bokuto was the second
year. Yeah, on the flashback, then I knew that. But the entire time, I thought they were the same year. So
did you like this? This is my favorite bromance. Akashi and Bokuto, they are my favorite.
I can see why.
Bromance.
I can see why.
Yeah.
I also have learned now that Akashi's also crazy in his own right. I didn't know. I thought he was just playing straight man. And then I learned, oh no, he's weird.
Yeah. Did you like how he was like, can't compare myself to Kageyama, but here we go.
Which then honestly really shows like how much of a impact Kageyama has on other setters too.
Yeah.
Like you never notice it because you just assume Bokuto's team is like really good, right? Or if they're good, is good with overall.
Or without Bokuto.
So you never think about it.
Yeah.
I like how pessimistic he is. It's just really funny. Or then I learned how he processes stuff. And it's like, it became very apparent. Because after their first set, because they lose, right? So what was the order
again? Lost. It was the other team, which I do not want to pronounce.
Oh, yeah. No. Mujinazaka. And then
they won the first set. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, of course, they had to move on.
Yeah,
for a second, I thought they had to lose. And I'm like, well, no, they would have to move on. Because we don't see him that much. So, plot-wise.
Yeah.
I just love how, like, Akashi, I like how he's struggling in the first set.
Yeah.
But when he sits down on the bench and the coach is talking to him, I love that whenever he says something, there's like a pause and the coach turns to the manager's like, what did he say?
Yeah.
I think that what he means? That's like,
he's always like, what does this mean?
He's like, I don't know. Don't ask me.
And then Akashi's just like straight face looking at the court. He's like, yes. I put me back in.
That is right. You're right.
I love how Bokuto's like, if he can't catch the ball, he does a chest pass.
And then everyone's like, yeah. Oh, so that's where Hinata got that from there.
Yeah.
I see. But the thing is, and I think that was a really good point of that's when the dude, the other ace actually was like trying really hard, or he just
trying
hit it really
too hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait. And everyone's like, who was it? It was Kageyama that was like, oh, but the difference is he probably actually did plan that and he stood there. He's like, oh, he's gonna bounce. And then
going back to Bokuto, no.
Yeah, too close, too fast. Uh oh.
And then his like eyes sparkle. He's like, right here's just right.
Daichi was like, I think he actually just thought it was too close. He actually was on point with like what was happening. While Kageyama was like overthinking it.
And then Hinata's just like, ah, my ace.
I love that.
Monkey brain versus monkey brain. Even like Yamaguchi was like, ah, monkey brain here, monkey brain there. Monkey brain everywhere. Did you like after they won their set, the Akashi Bokuto like reflection? I thought that was the most interesting part of this game.
Yeah. Yep. That was really good.
Because it was just like Bokuto's like reflecting.
Bokuto actually saying something right. Everyone was like weirded out and I love it.
Yeah. No, I love it.
I just like their flashback. A lot though.
It was
their flashback
so
was good too.
Sweet.
They do flashbacks very well because it gets the info, like it brings you up to speed, and I think it's enough. Yeah. Like they take enough time, but not too much time. But it plays into like what's happening.
Yeah.
In the game, and I do like that a lot because I know sometimes they just do flashbacks for flashback's sake, not here, but like you know other media
just for the heck of it.
Yeah, because you do have to get you up to speed, or you want to reveal something, but it just feels good. Like it just flows.
You know, as much as we call Bokuto, like, a himbo, he's actually such a sweet kid. Like, he just wants people to be as passionate
Yeah.
And like, obviously, you know, in middle school or like the past players weren't like that. Yeah. But with Akashi joining, he was just like, I love your sets. He's like, I love it.
It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah, I think Bokuto is just like a sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
Very dumb, but sweet boy. Here's my question. Have you started noticing the team's banners and what they
yes.
mean?
Yes. Yeah. So I
because
think
this one is like task focus, which is what Akashi does for mm-hmm. Bokuto.
Yeah. So it yeah. plays in because I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I guess it was the one that one was the one that I noticed too. Yeah. But yes, I've noticed that all the banners do that. Like, no, I think I mentioned it's how it's like kind of their thing.
Yeah, it plays into like how they play.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't think. I feel like that's not as realistic because it changes every time, but I guess yeah. it's like the value that they try to like keep up.
Like
I guess
still,
it's dependent on the coach. Yeah, yeah, never mind. So I take yeah. it back. So
yeah,
but
yeah, that was a lot.
That was a
I don't
lot.
Really have anything else. It was just a good run. Are no, do I, you? Oh, oh, my next question is: are you excited about the movie?
Yes. Now? Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Dude, I want to watch that movie so bad now because I forgot that this was. Because they had like a lot of side stuff, they had
yeah.
like, and I didn't know this was actually an. I forgot this was the first thing that actually was canon, and it's the their movie route.
It's the movie route.
Is
yeah.
there two more then?
One more.
How does that work?
I okay. know.
Well,
because yeah.
I assume that this game actually Furukodani versus this would be a side would be side episodes like OSTs.
Oh yeah.
Not OSTs, but you know, OVAs.
OVAs. Yeah,
yeah. Not OVA soundtrack. That's weird.
I know. I was like soundtracks.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. I assumed these would be OVAs. Honestly.
We'll see. I'm a little disappointed they went movie route.
Because you didn't watch the movie yet, right?
No, not yet. It's not.
You didn't
out
find
yet.
Anywhere. Okay.
No. No. It should be out soon, so we'll probably watch
yeah.
it.
I do want to watch this.
I'm excited, but I'm also like, when this was first announced as a movie, I was like, oh, that's disappointing.
Well, here's the thing. I guess it depends on how long the movie goes for. Because if they cut yeah. out the fluff, then sure. But I hope that they don't cut out too much like flashbacks or
too
stuff
much.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing with the Nekoma game even. I'm like...
There's value to the flashbacks.
There's value to flashbacks. Yeah. There's value to like the little things. And I guess yeah. I don't know how much they're going to keep, right?
Yeah, that's the scary part. Like, I think it's an hour and a half, I think.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I was disappointed at the announcement, but I'm excited after seeing the trailer, like a little clip here and there.
Because here's the thing, movement, the amount that they show in the manga, it is like panel, like, yeah. like seeing things happen, while the movie could just be like,
yeah, it's smoother,
route. Right? So,
yeah.
there's that chance.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. we'll see.
Do you have anything else? Anything I missed? I don't think I missed anything.
I do like how the ace on the other team and Bokuto, like, it's been like it's not like a mirror, but it's been like a back and forth of like I like how they initially they were like saying, oh, he's top three, but there's probably something else like about him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's always about how he wants to he was like number one in middle school, I think, for a while. And then
yeah, for a little bit.
What's his name? Oh my god. It's like the Shiro Torizawa's like ace.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember his name all of a sudden. Holy shit. But of course he was rising too. And then that brought him down. Cause I like how he's just anxious at the end of the day. And he's like very worrisome.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it just came full circle that he finally admits that he
likes to play.
He likes Bokuto and he likes to play for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like less stressful for him.
Yeah.
And because he's always like comparing like, oh, all these guys are just, you know, they just do it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But like, then you look at Bokuto, he's just like, I'm here.
And Bokuto's not the best example because the other guys maybe, but yeah. you start learning that these guys are just playing because they like it.
Yeah.
And I think that's just something he had to learn. So I think they just do a very good job in getting you up to speed with other teams and getting mm-hmm. you like at least acclimated or like, you know, you feel for
at
them.
At least like liking them.
Yeah. You're empathetic towards them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I totally agree. Wow. Wow, we're nearing the end of Haikyuu.
Dude, I can't believe it. This is fast.
This is fast.
One Piece hits different.
It does, doesn't it? Now it does.
It does.
But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all of our socials at Novo Combo, N-G-O-V-O Combo. Logo is above Harrison's head. If you're on YouTube, comment down below if we miss anything. I know it's a, you know, quick overview, but we got in all the stuff that we wanted to. So
Yeah.
Like this video, smash that subscribe button. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.